Well, we head toward Valentine's Day, boys. As always, let's welcome our little sugar britches, and we won't get in trouble for calling her that. Kathy Newbern is on the line from yournovel.com, the uniquest Valentine's gift that you guys can get this year. Is that a real word? Feel free to use that.
Is that your word or Kathy's word? I'm guessing it's your word.
That's mine. Okay. Of course. And well, first to say, good morning, Kathy. How are you, baby doll?
I'm great, Sugar Dumpling. How about y'all?
Man, we're awesome. And I wanted to thank you for last year's book, starring me and Billy from yournovel.com, Love's Bounty, The Outer Banks Romance. And the guys at the duck camp has been giving me some little grief about that one. I decided to take it down there and lay it out on the table.
And what was the thought process that went into that?
Maybe they won't figure out Billamina means who.
Well, you guys sure enough had a good time in Love's Bounty, where you ran into Blackbeard's ghost, and he was chasing y'all on jet skis or something. I don't
know. Yes, it was adventure.
It was like, aren't your trips normally scary enough without adding anything? It gets me, yeah.
All right, well, we got Kathy in, so let's go, God. Kathy, let's start out for our new listeners. What is yournovel.com?
Well, honey, as you know, we can put you together with your real-life sweetheart, Billamina, or anybody else, in your very own personalized romance novel. They come wild or mild. And as you guys know, we've been at this for 25 years, and we just love to spread the love come Valentine's.
This is the deal, Kathy. So what you got up this year for Valentine's?
Well, you know what? We want to hook the guys up for that wow response when they send that or deliver that beautiful Valentine's gift to that beautiful honey bunny. My real-life sweetie Fletcher says, boys, don't fall for the big lie. You know, if she says, baby, you don't need to get anything for Valentine's, don't believe it.
Oh, yeah. That's a trap.
No, I'm fine. It's
don't
okay.
Don't do it. And in these books, you two are going to go away and have a romantic adventure. You're going to do some pretty wild and crazy things. And I can assure you, when she opens this book, she sees it's dedicated to you guys on the dedication page. It's got her eye color, your eye color, where you live, where you work, your best friends, how long you've been a couple. You're going to get that response you're hoping for, so you will not have to be off all night to get lucky.
So, Kathy, after 25 years, how many books do you offer now?
Oh, my goodness. We're up to more than 50 books. As you know, Fletcher and I started this back when we actually lived on the Outer Banks, where we wrote our very first book. And that's still our bestseller. But, you know, ever since then, we just keep writing, and we bring other writers on to come up with some new adventures. So they're in really cool places like Jamaica, Tahiti. You can go to Rome, the Caribbean, cruise ships, a dude ranch. We just had a guy order a book. He's down in Key West. We actually have a book set in Key West. And, you know, New Orleans for Mardi Gras. Mardi Gras is coming up. That's a fun book. Let the good times roll, baby.
So with so many titles, do you have any tips for choosing a book that they're listening right now?
That's a great question. When you go to yournovel.com, you'll see a little categories button that you can do a pull-down menu. Look for, like, beaches and cruises. That's a popular category. Think about where you and your sweetheart would love to get away on a little vacation. And so that first book I was talking about, Another Day in Paradise, that's still our bestseller. You were talking about Love's Bounty, that Outer Banks romance. But we've got detective novels, vampire books. We've got, like, a golf fantasy where it's amazing, John Boy. You become this magic golfer thanks to the practice your lady lets you get in on.
Nice. And, Gavin, we're talking about each book comes wild or mild in terms of the sexy parts of your book.
Yeah, honey, about 98% go for the wild, just like you boys would do.
Right.
And, you know, the wild version, that we use those fun euphemisms. Back in the day, you know, they called those the bodice rippers. But you'll read things like his growing desire became evident or joy filled her body.
Mm. I think in the golf one there's a reference to a ball retriever. I'm not sure what they're talking about.
I'm pretty sure you're right.
Yeah, I remember in that chapter you broke your arm, you fell off the ball washer. Let's talk about it, Kathy. You got us, man. This is the uniquest Valentine's gift there is out there. How much do they cost?
Well, we have so many different options. You can go anywhere from our e-books, which are delivered within hours up through Valentine's Day. You can get one of those for as little as $10. They go up to about $150 if you want to, like I say, that really wow factor. You can get a hardback book. You can actually use your photograph, and we will make it your entire book cover. Oh. Or you can get a paperback with a photo added to the existing cover, the same with hardbacks. And honestly, our paperbacks are probably our best sellers. They come in at around $50. But always check the website to make sure you don't want to miss out if we got something on sale.
Right, right. And what about our listeners? Can they get their books by Valentine's? What do they have to do to make sure they can get them by Valentine's?
Well, starting today, they should order 100 each. That would help. No, actually, the last day to order, because we do have to make the books, and they're custom, and we ship everything priority mail. The last day, just so you don't get worried it's not going to get there in time, February the 6th. After that, you would need to add the express shipping, but our regular shipping's priority, so it's pretty quick. And as I said, those e-books, man, you can even get up through Valentine's Day. And in case you boys don't know, that's going to be Thursday, February 14th, okay?
I asked Tater. Now, what date is Valentine's Day on this year? Is that the same date it is every year? Yeah. So, all right, so our Big Show listeners, go to yournovel.com. Now, Kathy, do our listeners get a discount? I know you're good with our Big Show listeners.
Oh, I love the Big Show listeners. They definitely get a 10% off when they check out. They just type in JBB, and that'll give them their discount code. And if you've got just a quick minute, I'd love to read you a little bit about John Boy and Billamina. They're down on the bayou, and they're in New Orleans book.
Okay, go ahead.
You ready? All right, honey. John Boy took a step toward the bed and noticed a strange sensation under his foot. Looking down, he was suddenly overcome with an uncontrollable urge. He reached down, dug his hands into the stack of beads, lifted as many as he could, and dropped them onto Billamina. Hey, that's cold, she shouted when she felt the first bunch land on her midsection. But when she saw John Boy bend and pick up another handful, she knew there was no sense in protesting. Instead, she drew the beads around her. John Boy picked up the whole pile and placed it on her. Then he went to the other pile that they'd caught earlier during the afternoon of parade watching in New Orleans, and he deposited those on her. Billamine rolled in them, wrapped them around her arms, put them around her neck. She wiggled and shifted in the heap of trinkets, pulling them over her body, positioning them strategically. It was as if she wore a dress of beads. Is that what she wanted, she cooed? What you wanted, she cooed? John Boy's playful nature brought her to laughter when he took a strand of beads, wrapped it a few times around his own head. He rocked back on his heels for effect, smiled broadly, and did a little dance. You are just too much, love muffin, Billamina said through a guttural laugh. Now get over here and find my treasure under all these beads.
Hey, Johnny, you know that invitation to go to the hunting camp? I'm going to have to bow out.
Let's get moseying along, boys.
Scene, boys. They made love like they were giving it up for Liam.
All right, man. So, I can't even look at Billy right now.
You've seen those beads all over his naked body, aren't you?
You paint a good picture there.
Oh, look at the time. We got to go.
Well, that's from Let the Good Times Roll, and it is a fun, fun book. And you boys, I don't care what y'all do. Just keep us laughing out here and having a good time and have a good Valentine.
That's awesome, Kathy. Well, thank you. Well, y'all go to thebigshow.com. You can click on yournovel.com or go right to their website, yournovel.com. Use that discount code JBB, which will save you 10%. Wild and mild, you got it, guys. Go ahead. This will be once-in-a-lifetime Valentine's gift that she will never forget. And you can keep it forever. Mm. How about that? Good stuff, Kathy. We appreciate you, baby.
Thank you, Sugar Lips.
All right, Dave. Kiss you. Kiss Fletcher for me.
I'll hug him.
Well, that was stupid. You done got me mixed up here. All right. Wild and mild. There you go, Kathy. So, yournovel.com. All right, then. All right. What are we going to do?
Now.